Hello, everybody. This is Mayor Charles Kemp, and we're moving on through March. And my guest today is a very special guest. I have worn him out over the years. Every time I have a Veterans or Memorial Day event, radio show, or anytime I have a question about protocol, the right way to do things, I always call on Reverend Gary Dix, because he's been there and done that. What we have today is a program about next Saturday, which, as you know, maybe you don't know, maybe that's why I'm here, is to tell you, National Vietnam War Veterans Remembrance Day, as set by President Trump in his first term in 2017. And somewhere in this program, not taking away time from Reverend Deese, I'm going to tell you what happened last Tuesday rather than what I should have done next Saturday. But anyway, we'll get to that. Reverend Deese, glad to have you as my guest. And as always, how about tell them a little bit about I know what he's going to say before he says it. He's done it 100 times. But go ahead and tell him a little bit about your background.
Good morning, Mayor. It's a pleasure to be here with you in the big city of Fairmont, and it is an honor. Just a little bit about myself. I was drafted in the Army in 1969, basic training at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Finished basic training, went straight to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, where I was trained on 8-inch and 175s and other artillery pieces. 8 days later, I was on an airplane flying to a place called South Vietnam. And our 8-inch guns fired bullets that weighed 204 pounds and would shoot 14 miles. The 175 would shoot 22 miles. But all that said and done, the other thing that was exciting to me was jumping out of a perfect good airplane.
That's what I was waiting for.
And counting at the door, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, look up to make sure my parachute was open and making sure I had a good parachute landing fall. The greatest jump I think I've ever jumped was 3,500 feet in the ocean in South America. Nothing but a swimming suit on, parachute, and also a life vest. And it was great when I hit that water and went down and came back up. Took my risers loose and waited for the boat to come and pick me up. So that was a blast, as I say, from the past. I still remember, and at my age and my bad knees, I still jump if I could jump in the water. So that's a little bit about me as a paratrooper. I went on in and worked in Germany after Vietnam as a field artilleryman, chief of firing battery. Then after that, I went to Fort Dix as a drill sergeant, then to Hawaii as the 25th Infantry Division, and worked there as a director for the NCO Academy and an instructor for the academy. Then I came back to a good old place called Fort Bragg and continued to jump out of those perfectly good airplanes.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've had a storied and varied career in the military, and I'm sure there are a lot more out there just like you that have been there and done that. Next Saturday, the 29th of March, as a direct result of President Trump's first term decision, he has made the 29th of March National Vietnam War Veterans Remembrance Day, a day that we are not to use politically, but a day that we Americans are to honor and reward by a pat on the back or a handshake, or purchase them a meal at Cracker Barrel, or whatever happens to come up, all those men and women who served during the Vietnam era. And I'm very proud that we're going to do that. Now, I admit guilt, Reverend Deese, in the fact that I have let several years slip by without doing something on that day. But that will not happen. And as you know, this past Tuesday, I had a program as part of our town board meeting to enhance attendance, and I invited all the veterans, Vietnam veterans, that wanted to come to that. And I was very proud to be a part of that. We're taping this at the end of February now, so I can't say how many people showed up, but I'm anticipating a good crowd. And I think it's the proper thing to do. I know I would have ended up in a San Francisco jail. I know that if I had been a veteran and got off an airplane and had items thrown at me or seen signs that said, "Welcome home, baby killer." I know where I would have ended up. I know my personality. I know the kind of person I am. And there'd have been a fight and somebody that got hurt. I might have ended up in a hospital, but somebody would have known that I was displeased. I think that is inexcusable, what happened to you folks.
I agree with that, Mayor.
Absolutely. Should never have happened. Doesn't matter. These men went because a country was being bullied by another country. And they gave up their freedoms and happiness and girlfriends and boyfriends and jobs and college educations to go and defend those people. How can you be opposed to a person that does that? That's the most unselfish thing in the world. I guarantee you there's Vietnam veterans that can't even pronounce some of the places they were because of the language issue.
Yes.
Or knew the language. So here we are, 2025, with an opportunity to honor next Saturday on the larger scale Vietnam veterans. How do you think we should do that?
Well, one of the things that's important to remember our Vietnam veterans is, as you're doing a program. Secondly, the thing that really touches my heart when I wear my hat says Vietnam veteran, yeah, that the people that come up and say thank you for your service, and then they get in a conversation about their loved one that was in Vietnam, and then we get into the Vietnam Wall, the 58,000 people that died in Vietnam. Yeah. But look, we're still having veterans to Vietnam veterans today that's dying every day. We're getting older. After a while, the Vietnam veterans will be just like the World War II, World War I in the past. But right now, it's important. And what I normally do on this special occasion to remember our Vietnam veterans, I go out with flags that I have at my home and look at the graves and put a flag at every Vietnam veteran's grave. And I do have a friend that is a jumps with the Golden Knights, and one that jumps with the all-veteran parachute team that goes around, and he lives in Fayetteville, comes to Robeson County and goes to all the cemeteries and play taps on those particular days. And so that's the way that he gives back to our veterans, and he is a Vietnam veteran himself. And so the other thing that the mayor had mentioned about, if you're in a restaurant and you see a veteran, and if you can afford it, maybe pay for his meal, or just say, look, here's $10 to help you on your next breakfast. Whatever you do, whatever you can afford, it really makes that veteran feel great about that. It's not the meal that's important, but it's just the idea of you coming up and talking to that veteran. I do that when I see a veteran. Sometimes I'm able to say, hey, let me pay for your meal, because I served the same place you served. I went through the same things you went through, and I'm suffering with the same things that you suffer with, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Every veteran that goes to Vietnam comes back. Some degree of PTSD is worse than others, but I've been in 3 combat tours. But yet today, I sit at my home, and I'm involved in veterans, and I say I want to do everything I can to help a veteran to get what he or she deserve, because they gave up, as the mayor already alluded to, their school, their family, to go into a country that really didn't want us there, and then here in the United States was protesting like we were the enemy, and then we came back and was spit on, and signs said baby killers. I even went to a meeting when I got back to my hometown and went into a veterans meeting, and a guy said to me, well, welcome home, you baby killers. Well, I did. I was like the mayor. I came a little unglued, but I kept myself intact, because he was an elderly gentleman. But yet I explained to him, he was in a war. I was in a war. He killed people. I killed people. But it wasn't not that we intentionally killed children. But when you shoot artillery 14 miles away at targets, you don't know what the casualty was. But nevertheless, we are here to say thank you to our Vietnam veterans.
There's not a time that I go into a restaurant anywhere. The first thing I do when I get inside at some point is look around for the ball caps. If I see the ball caps with Vietnam veteran or World War II veteran or World War, there are no World War I veterans anymore, but Korea veteran, whatever it is. And I've personally paid for 4 men in my lifetime. I've asked others, but they said that's okay. But I have paid for 4, and you have no idea. It felt like lifted me right off the ground.
Amen.
Wonderful feeling. Just give us one positive. I'm, you know me, and we're tight, Reverend Deese. I'm not going to get into all that. because I've had a guy come speak to my high school class, World War II veteran, Mr. Wiley Taylor, and I told him what to expect because you know how kids are. But I'm not a kid, so I'm not going to do this. What's a positive thing that you can remember from your service, something positive you carried away from Vietnam?
Well, the positive thing I can carry away from Vietnam is the attitude of some of the Vietnamese citizens. Yes. That thanked us for helping them to fight against communism.
Right.
That was a positive thing I had. And then the comradeship of all the Vietnam veterans, no matter where they was from, no matter what color they were, we were brothers in arms. Right. We fought together. I covered their back. They covered mine. So it's when I left there, it was a memory that I still remember this day. And also, I still socialize with veterans that I knew from Vietnam. Maybe a phone call or maybe a card. But nevertheless, I never forgot those guys and girls that fought for our freedom in Vietnam. And still today, I would say thank you for your service.
I don't know whether there's going to be a program in your town where you're living, where you listen to my voice now or not next Saturday, the 29th. But please, I don't know you and you don't know me. I'm asking you as a personal favor from me, an elected official who believes in doing the right thing, find, seek, look for Vietnam veterans. Maybe they're in a restaurant. Maybe they got a ball cap on. Maybe got a service cap. Maybe there's a program in your town. Myrtle Beach Place, you'd expect something like that. Conway, probably a big event maybe somewhere in the park downtown. Find Vietnam veterans, not to exclude the others, but next Saturday is about Vietnam veterans, men or women. Find them and thank them. God knows they deserve it. Reverend Deese, it's been an honor to have you, as it was to have you advise me on the proper ways to carry out a proper tribute to Vietnam veterans that we carried out last Tuesday night at our town board meeting. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for the Lumbee Warriors that you're a part of and the wonderful work they do. And I've been to RCC whenever they were all there represented, and it's a wonderful thing to see that group do their thing. Thank you for all that you do, and God bless you in the future years.
Thank you, Mayor, and my policy is veterans taking care of veterans.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.